Gemara L'chav Teshvat, Tuesday night. We're learning Chavis Halvavis. We're in Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And we're in the ninth Ofan, the ninth Cheshbon. The ninth Cheshbon can be summed up with a statement: when you do something, you do it right. So we'll see what that means. Chavis Halvavis splits up the mitzvahs or good deeds into three categories. One is the total lave, one is a combination of lave and guf, and one is total guf, where the lave is at the beginning, you have in mind to do it l'shem shemayim, and although it certainly uplifts and makes the quality of what you're doing, he gives examples of sukkah, stukkah, certainly it's it uplifts the nature of what you're doing if you involve the lave also, but it's not part of the tzuras hamitzvah. He's talking now about the tzuras hamitzvah, the down to earth, what the mitzvah consists of physically, what you have to do. So some mitzvahs consist of nothing physically. Avos Hashem, it's all in the mind, and some mitzvahs are a combination, and some mitzvahs are just a goof. So we're on page Resh Mem Hei, and he brings down the three categories. The last four lines, the last three words on the fourth from the bottom line on page Resh Mem Hei. V'chasher osik ha'odom ba'achos mechovet halavavos, if he does category one, his skiru minayan bakdomas a sefer hazeh, and I gave a whole long list of mitzvahs that are pure chavis halvavos, whether it's avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, amunah Hashem. So hareyu chayov. Now he's talking about, this is the oifen hachi. This is what the cheshbon hanefesh is of number nine. Number nine is to do something completely, not grudgingly, not stintingly, not half-heartedly, not yoitzazayin, not get away with whatever you can, but when you're serving Hashem, just like he gave the marshal with the melech, you serve him v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha, which is really, really the point of that pasuk. The point of the pasuk isn't even so much what we're more familiar with, that b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha means even if he's noitel es nafshecha. And really the stress of the pasuk in the pasuk shot in the pasuk is b'chol. The ohav to es Hashem elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, totally and wholly, without any space in which.
So that being the point, how does he still break it up into that third one, just the goof?
Well, he's talking now. Because the intention is fully. He's going to say what that means in the third category. Let's wait till we get up to it. Right now, in the first category, it's takar, no-brainer. And that's really what he spends now so much time on. He talks about when the mitzvah involves the lave, how you have to do it wholeheartedly. And you can't just put yourself on autopilot and do it. So that's what he says. V'chasher osik odom b'achos mechovet halavavos, for his karnu minayim bakdomas ha'sefer hazeh, harayu chayov, and this is number nine. You do something, you have to do it completely. So you chayov l'rokein machshavto, to empty out your machshava, so to speak. Mikol machshavo sa'olam v'tirdosov. Right, you're thinking about the bank, you're thinking about the mortgage, you're thinking about the shopping list, you're thinking about how your kid's doing in cheder, you're thinking about your boss, you're thinking about what you're going to do when you walk out of the shul, you're thinking about all sorts of things. So when you go to do a mitzvah that's purely chavis halvavos, you have to empty out your mind from all other machshavos, the tirdosav, and all, you know, all the things that weigh us down, really. Ulatahir libo mitzpono b'sashol Hashem. If you decide you're going to pick 15 seconds to do Avos Hashem, to think about how appreciative you are to Hashem, how you love Him and you appreciate everything He's done for you. So you have to clear away all the debris in those 15 seconds. V'yarchik mi libo kol daigas ha'olam. V'yachid also b'mach shevas ha'maisa l'shem yusala b'olso ha'es. K'moshomru alach adaprushim, like the story, he always tells these stories, whether it's apocryphal. It was said on one of the prushim, Shayoim b'tfilos l'fnei Hashem elokai machshavti b'cho silko machshavti b'cho silko mimeni ha'machshavos. My thinking of you chased away all of the machshavos. I was able. This is the madrega. This is the madrega he wants you to think about having. That my thoughts of you chased away all other thoughts. The truth is, the Rambam says it best. If you don't know what it means, I'm not describing it well. The Rambam says it best in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, where he compares it to the love of a man and a woman. When someone's in love, if you read whether anyone has experienced it or not, or have read these cheap, trashy, dime novels, gothic romances, or whatever, there is a musa called being in love. We laugh, but the Rambam is not embarrassed. The Rambam says it's like there's no question in my mind, I told you, that Hashem created that emotion in order that we be able to experience the love that we're supposed to feel for Hashem. And when people are in love, you read about it in the books, or maybe people have experienced it themselves, like that's all, their thoughts are always on the other person. They think, what's that person doing now? How would that person like what I do? Would they like what I do? Wouldn't they like what I do? Is that person thinking of me? I'm thinking of them. And your thoughts are full of that person, like you can't get them out of your mind. So that's what you're supposed to be with Hashem, really. And the other Rabbi, Hashem created that intense emotion to be able, you can't say it's not possible such a thing. What does it mean, love someone to such a degree that you're always thinking about them and you can't shake them out of your mind? So you say, well, you have that. You have that in a very real way by people. So he says, "Vidavin machshavti b'cho silka mimeni ha-machshavos," thinking about you chased away other machshavos, "v'da'agosi b'cho," and my worry, it means my being concerned whether I find favor in your eyes. Because Hashem is, this is Nitzchias, this is what it's all about. And certainly, that's the primary worry. Hashem is pleased with this. This causes Hashem to accept. I'm not sure what ma'asov means. He's talking about pure chavis halavos. I guess he means in general what he does. If he's the kayyot of Eli Yiskayim Hashemur Rishayin the mitzvah svichas kavana. He's very funny, the chavis halavos. It's hard to know how he learned. I told you he's a rishon, four rishon, earliest rishonim, and he seems to be very comfortable with the gemara that says mitzvah svichas kavana, mitzvah zayn svichas kavana, at not being at loggerheads with each other. And one's talking about category one, and that's mitzvah shrichas kavana, where the whole mitzvah is the lev, and it engages the lev, and it's about the lev. And in category three, he said 20 lines ago that that's what the Gemara says concerning that, mitzvah zayn shrichas kavana. It's really a very
stark. Could that be almost an approach of a difference between, to an extent, nasa v'nishma?
I don't know what it is. It's hard to know. The Gemara discusses mitzvah shrichas kavana, mitzvah zayn shrichas kavana, both vis-a-vis the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So I don't know how the Chavis Halavos would understand that Gemara. I suspect it's based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Brachos talks like that. That is not really machlokes, and there's different levels of kavana for different levels of actions. And that maybe fits with the Chavis Halavos. His point here is well taken. His point is that when you're engaging the lev, you have to be very careful that it be pure. Because it's very easy to have intruding thoughts and intruding worries, intruding, people talk to you all day and you get involved with their things. Now he goes on to category two, where the tzuras ha-mitzvah is to do something with lev, that takes lev to do it. Kagrein HaTfila, his best example of davening. He's going to go off now on a tangent and start talking about how wonderful davening is and how your mind is supposed to be by davening. And he's going to detail now Kavona and davening. He's going to teach us, I don't know how to have Kavona, but what do you mean Kavona? Like all these speeches that we hear and everything else, the Chazal Lovos now is going to tell us his Shita in the next two paragraphs. What are we davening? What are we doing when we're davening? And how do we approach Hashem? But here, before he goes on to that, in the next two paragraphs, he just says that it's from the Chodesh Halvavos Veivorim Yachad, and therefore you have to do both in the best possible way. What do you mean in the best possible way? What's the best possible way to physically daven? As he says, we had it in Yaakov, in Brochus. Yifana atzmo miyiske olam hazeh v'habor. Yifana atzmo. Now that usually means go to the bathroom. But here he says miyiske olam hazeh. Right? But we'll have that in three lines. Here he means just clear your mind of everything. Even the schar you're going to get in Olam Haba. That's not what your motivating factor is. You bring yourself up to a point where you love Hashem by doing a lot of mitzvahs and by thinking about them. So you're caught up in the wave of love. And Mamela, you can do things properly. V'yirokein asliba b'kol ha-machshavos ha-matvidus ha-suminyan ha-tfila. Could he means his physical needs, his personal physical needs. But you're not supposed to daven like mired in your physical needs. You're supposed to daven like mired to Hashem. What are you daven for? These needs, but you're not supposed to. Not like you're davening like don't they have the zone. They were davening for their needs. They were davening to the god of water and the god of fertility and the god of agriculture and the god of this and the god of that. A Jew is supposed to just connect to Hashem in a very sublime way. And Mamela he turns to him for the things he needs, but that's not the essence of tefillah. The essence of tefillah is to just, I don't know what to say, to commune with Hashem, to talk to Hashem, that Hashem's there, he's real.
But from everything that I've learned, the center of tefillah is the Amida, because you're asking Hashem for and everything else, so is he not talking in that manner?
It's a good question, and it's I don't think it's clear what the answer is. The Shulchan Aruch, forget about the Chavis HaLavos, again, the Chavis HaLavos was a few hundred years before the Shulchan Aruch. But the Maskana, if you sit down with the Mishnah Brura, right, you want a good Jew, you want to know what to do. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tefillah, and he says such words. You should forget about the whole Olam Hazeh. And you say, wait a second, how do I forget about the whole Olam Hazeh? If I'm saying, Hashem, give me Parnasa, Hashem, give me. So there's a few approaches to this. But I think the universal common denominator is that we're talking before you ask. We're talking like you're communing with Hashem. You're rising above this world with its pettiness, and you're omed lefnei Hashem, which is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and you're imagining yourself omed lefnei Hashem, and you're feeling it, and you're feeling kadosh, and you're feeling nitak from this world. You know, it could be you'll say, wait a second, in this state, why in the world would a person ask for parnasa? If a person reached this state, why would he ask for anything? Like, he's like one with Hashem. Why, he has no. So it could be either Adarabba, he recognizes that Hashem is the source of everything, this included. So that's where it should come from. And we have another tariff. I think that's it. That's it. I think. Or maybe, and this is really a very sublime idea, I don't think it's kosher shot at all, that when we daven for these things, we daven because the lack of them engenders Chilul Hashem. Say, if I'm sick, people say, oh, where's Hashem? If people are poor, you say, where's Hashem? So you I don't know if that's... It's a, I don't know if... That's Teretz is certainly said. Whether they really mean it, they say that's how you should daven. No, ideally, that's how you should daven. But halavai we have in Kavana... halavai we have Kavana for... just asking Hashem for something. You know... But that it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not asking Hashem like in the throes of Olam Hazeh and of Gashmius, like a kid, you know, who says, you know, I want dessert, you know, I want doubles. We're not coming from that place. We're coming from a recognition that Hashem runs the whole world, and Hashem is in charge of the whole world, and you're reaffirming that, and you're asking Baruch to Hashem, you're davening, that's the way Chazal established it, that the davening works. Hashem established the davening works. So, it's like, you should reach a dagger with sort of, you know, it's not the point anymore, the parnosa. The point is, you know, like, I want or panecha. I want Hashem, I want him to smile at me, I want him to like me. And, so. Okay, we'll stop here. So, we're not going to learn for a while, I don't think.